Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
While Trump's fascist military takes over D.C., I think we still need to talk about what he's really trying to distract us from, which is the giant pedophile network that he was a part of. I'm Cam Caskey with Bulwark. I'm joined today by my friend Adam Mockler. Adam, did you see that they are doubling down and tripling down and quadrupling down on the "it was just Bill Clinton, look away from Trump" thing?
Yeah, they're doubling down on any sort of distraction they can. The president mobilized a National Guard for no reason, lied about crime rates because he's desperate take our eyes off of the fact that he's very, very close with many known sex traffickers. He's in their orbit.
Well, let's take a look at this news clip where some guy with a really funny voice is taking a look into Bill Clinton's real crimes.
I just want to ask you one question, Mr. Chairman. The American people want to know what happened on Epstein Island. I'm not going to drop this topic. You've subpoenaed Bill Clinton. He's going to fight you tooth and nail. With the best lawyers in the country in some cases. Do you think Bill Clinton ever actually testifies? I think his date is, what, October 12th?
Yes. I think we have a very good chance at this. I've never lost a subpoena battle.
I've never lost a subpoena battle.
This is the most challenging subpoena I've ever issued. But what makes this subpoena different is that the Democrats voted with Republicans. This is a bipartisan, congressionally approved subpoena. And I think that will hold a lot of weight in court. And you're absolutely right. He's going to have the best lawyers in America fighting us tooth and toenail on this. But the fact that this was voted on by Republicans and Democrats, because we're hearing from our constituents, everybody in America wants to know what went on at Epstein Island. And we've all heard reports that Bill Clinton was a frequent visitor there. So he's a prime suspect to be deposed by the House Oversight Committee. So
that pissed me off. That's a perfect example of how Republicans operate. He basically just defeated his own point in that clip. He says that Democrats and Republicans were both down to vote to expose Bill Clinton because Democrats aren't so partisan that we'll cover up pedophilia. We're like, sure, of course we'll vote to expose Bill Clinton, but we've done like 10 votes in Congress to expose the files that Trump may be in, and Republicans shoot it down every single time. So Comer goes on TV and says, look, we got both sides to target Bill Clinton, but when it comes to Trump, Republicans don't target them. They don't play by their own rules. Sorry, that made me really mad. You were going to say something?
No, exactly. It's just like the Republicans are talking about how the Democrats are always trying to cover up our crimes, but this guy is just tipping their hand that the Democrats are happy to vote for any of the Epstein pedophiles to be put under fire. So this is really interesting to me because I think it shows that right now, with how scattered everything is in MAGA world, this is going to be prime time to figure out where those wedges are and where we can get them to go against each other's messaging the most. Because, you know, you're going to have people in MAGA world saying that the Democrats are trying to cover up the Epstein files. You're going to have people in MAGA world who are still actually kind of putting pressure on Trump about this. I think Massey tweeted out a meme that was also kind of targeting the politicians who are covering this up. Random question for you. When they're done, they shut down Congress for August to prevent having a vote here. What can the Democrats do at this point? Like, can Garcia just start applying pressure the way he has been?
A lot of the mechanisms that we have through Congress are obviously nullified for a bit, but I think it's just, now, this is a word that has bad connotation, but more stunts like that. And the stunts actually have a lot of political value, like putting something up for a vote when you know the vote is going to fail, but because you want them to have their names on the list. Now, of course, we can't use that mechanism, but stunts like that, where you get Republicans on the record, you trap them and you relentlessly bring it up. I also think you can use this as a framework to show how Trump lies about everything. This is a talking point that I always using, but like when the average person looks at the Trump admin and they finally realize, wait, he's covering up the Epstein files, you go, yeah, just like he's covering up the job numbers, he fired the BLS commissioner, just like he's covering up this, covering up that. So you can just continue to apply pressure both socially. A lot of the political pressure will just have to come through any leverage points that we have, but It's unfortunate that Republicans are able to cover up actual pedophilia just because our system moves so slow. By the way, a lot of people forget this, but when Biden was still president, there was a lot of information. There was an investigation going on into Matt Gaetz, Congressman Matt Gaetz. At the time, he was a congressman. He was apparently Venmoing and borderline allegedly sex trafficking a bunch of 17-year-olds. Yet Speaker of the House Mike Johnson covered that up. And now it's like that on a bigger scale. So the point that I'm trying to make is there needs to be social pressure applied to these freaks who keep covering this shit up.
I truly think that if things continue the way they have been, Democrats in the midterms should basically run as single issue Epstein candidates. And of course, I'm not being serious there. I think there's a lot of other things they should run on. But I think that this is something we can't give up on. And that's sort of why I wanted to talk about it today, because while the big story of the day is Trump's ongoing fascist takeover of DC, where he's just having military guys stand around so he could assert his power and get the media and the people riled up. I think, I don't know if you saw this, there were traffic stops happening around Howard University. It's like, gee, why did they choose that area? But I think with this Epstein stuff, it just, you know, part of me says, oh my God, there's so many things to cover right now. There's so many things we need to talk about. We can't just keep beating this Epstein thing. We can't just keep milking the Epstein stuff just to continue driving the same talking points that we've been driving for weeks now. But I also think it's kind of everybody's responsibility to do that. And I see some comments on my social media posts where people are talking about mainstream media and everything and how MSNBC won't cover this because they're still talking about Epstein. This network won't cover this. And I'm just like, well, are we just supposed to like be part of everybody just kind of shrugging Epstein off?
Yeah, it's a hard line to walk. There can be a few things we can cover at once, but it's something that I have to also balance as somebody who can make 5 to 6 videos a day, but only 5 to 6 videos, you can cover like only so many topics. So for example, I talked about Ukraine yesterday because Trump is about to meet with Putin. But in the comments, people were saying, why are you talking about Ukraine when we could be talking about Epstein? So then I covered Epstein and someone was like, why are you talking about this when you could be talking about ICE deportation? So you can never fully win. But I do think it is on us to continually, repeatedly talk about Epstein. First of all, for the victims, there are victims who have had their lives completely traumatized. And a lot of people forget about that because they want to blame Bill Clinton or whoever the hell. So we need to talk about that for the victims, but also because this administration just did the most brazen, blatant cover-up of pedophilia we may have ever seen. So I think we need to be talking about this. The onus is on us to relentlessly hammer it home. And it's an issue that really does break through. I have friends who don't really talk about politics, who don't really understand the ICE raids. They don't fully understand tariffs, which is fine. Not everyone has to, but they do understand the Epstein files. And this does make them skeptical.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's like, it's not just we cannot leave the victims and survivors behind, which of course is the primary thing that drives the entire moral outrage behind this. And it's not just about holding our leaders accountable. It's also, this is one of the first things we've been given that we could actually win on that Democrats seem to be accepting, because Democrats keep passing on winning things. They keep passing on being anti-war. They see an opportunity to put all the pressure on the 1% and the oligarchs. And some of them jump on it, but other ones go, oh, you know, those people donate to my campaign. But the Epstein thing is something where Democrats across the board, even the most complacent establishment shills, everybody has kind of realized that this is something where you can actually stick it to this administration, their entire regime, and all the politicians who have been enabling them. So just moving forward, I am quite concerned that Trump is going to keep ramping shit up, not just because that's what he does and that's how this administration works, but also because I think he just wants people to stop talking about this. And I don't know how the Democratic Party is going to manage, keeping the thumb on the pulse of this situation, because the Democratic Party doesn't know how to manage itself at all.
Yeah, it's like, how do you balance that in your hand? Because yesterday, every single media station was covering Trump's speech when he announced that the DC or the military was being deployed to DC. And somebody posted that, like, I can't believe every single station covered Trump's thing. But also, you have to cover that. The president of the United States is announcing a military deployment to DC. It's insane. You have to cover that. So there has to be a thin line that you walk where, listen, we talk about the DC thing. We talk about the normalization of the military and the abuse of power from the executive branch while also talking about the Epstein thing. I mean, they can go hand in hand. But do you know how much of a win it is for Trump that he got wall-to-wall coverage about D.C. on a day that could have been about Jeffrey Epstein?
Or the fact that that he's letting Putin come to Alaska and also mixing up where he was going. Because I think he said he was meeting with Putin in Russia, but he's actually meeting with Putin in Alaska. It brings to mind when Sarah Palin said she could see Russia from her house.
Fun fact, Alaska was sold from Russia to the United States about 100 years ago. So Putin specifically chose Alaska, the place that was sold to the United States, to try to sell Trump on his land grab with the one condition that Zelensky can't be there. So he's like, listen, I'm going to troll you. I'm going to troll Zelensky. I'm going to slap US in the face and we can leave it there.
And you slayed with that. Everybody, with Bulwark and Midas Touch, we're Cameron Caskey and Adam Mockler. Leave a comment down below your five favorite tourist destinations in Anchorage. We'll see you soon.
Thank you.
10 hours on my feet, traffic, noise, everybody needing something from me. My head is spinning. I just need the world to stop for 1 second. But then I get home, shoes off, phone out, and I open Modo Casino. Hundreds of slots, classic table games. It's my instant reset. The variety I want in the quiet I need.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details. Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino. America's social casino.